and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's show and coming up with some action that you can take as a result of listening. If you missed the main show, please go back and take a listen. You will find the link in the show notes. This week, I was with Helen Boyd, who is the centre manager at SmartWorks Newcastle. SmartWorks Newcastle, you've probably heard me mention several times before, is the charity that I chair. So my role is a voluntary role and I chair the board of trustees. I'm coming up to my fourth year. I've done my fourth year, in fact. So I'm in the middle of my second term. So we do terms of 3 years, which is typical for most charities. And I'm in my second term at the moment. We can do three. If you aren't aware of SmartWorks, it is a UK-based female unemployment charity with centres around the country providing interview clothing and coaching for unemployed women within the region that each centre sits. Helen has been employed by SmartWorks Newcastle for around 6 years now and has been in a couple of roles during that time and now is our centre manager. I've covered the topic of trustees and non-exec directors a few times on the show now, and it was one of the most popular topics in my book From Unknown to Unforgettable. So I thought it would be great to get somebody who works within a charity to give us that insider view around what makes a good trustee and how trustees can work best with the team. Helen and I covered a lot of topics. We talked about the time commitment involved. We talked about the qualities and the skills that make a great charity trustee. Helen's advice for anyone entering a trustee role for the first time was to get to know the staff team, get to know any volunteers, and also understand how the charity works so that you can add value with that knowledge. I particularly enjoyed our conversation about how trustees work with the staff team in an effective way without stepping on each other's toes. And I had a bit of a smile on my face as we were covering that, because Helen and I have had some discussions over the years around where that clashes sometimes, because quite often with a charity, if it's a national charity, you have some central input or direction. You've then got a staff team at the local charity, and then you have a board locally as well. So sometimes it can be a challenge for those three groups of stakeholders to work effectively. And quite often there can be different priorities within each of those groups. So communication really, really is key. It really was an interesting conversation, and I think Helen offered a lot of good advice and thoughts around what it does mean to be a great trustee. So if this is something that is on your radar, I hope that it's given you the encouragement to explore further. So my take action for this week is going to be for you to explore taking on a trustee role with a charity. So this might be something that's been on your mind for a while. You might have already done it before. You might have one at the moment. You might be thinking about moving to a different charity. I often think with charity roles, it's a really great idea to have a couple of charities in mind that you would love to volunteer for, because as Helen wisely pointed out, you've got to feel aligned to that particular mission. Otherwise, you're not going to want to put that time and effort in your own time towards the charity. So in that case, you're actually better off having a few charities in mind. And then when the opportunity comes up, you're ready, because you've already thought about the fact that you want to work with them and how you can contribute to their mission. So the take action is going to be for you to have a look locally, regionally, nationally, whatever suits you, for those charities. And then when a vacancy comes up, you're going to be in a good space to go for that. So you can find out about charities very easily. You can do a bit of a Google search. You can be following charities. You can be reading their blogs, their social media, and seeing what's going on to come up with a bit of a short list. And it might be that they're advertising now and that could be your sign to apply. Or maybe you arrange to go for a coffee with someone that works there already, whether it be a member of the staff team or whether it be a trustee, just to learn a bit more about what is going on so that you're in a good position when you're in a position to apply. So there you have it. That's my take action for the week. As always, let me know how you get on and I'll see you for the main show on Monday.